Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dyens and Troy Hall. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be in our wonderful, wonderful country. My name is Jason Dyes. This is Radio Free Credit Union Show. It is radio. It is free. It is all about credit unions, and we are so glad you could join us on this beautiful day, August 6th, 2010. We're coming to you live from the offices of Eloquent Online here in New Braunfels, Texas, and as always, I'm joined by my official co-host, Mr. Troy Hall, the COO extraordinaire of South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great, Jason. Thanks for doing such a great intro there. Appreciate it.
No sweat. As those of you that are accustomed to the show are thinking, what was different about that intro? There was a name in there that we have not heard before. And Troy's probably thinking, well, that's just fine because when you listen to the show, you never hear from me anyway because Jason talks so much. But yes, Troy is now officially in the intro. He's officially part of the Radio Free family. And hopefully get him out to some of our live events and you guys can actually meet Troy, see what he looks like and stuff like that. I got an email at the info@eloquentonline.net email address this week saying, we hear the show in New Mexico, wonder what you look like. And you just have to go to the Eloquent Online YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Eloquent Online. And if you really want to know what I look like, that first video there, you'll kind of get an idea. Just a thin guy with a bad haircut. And you'll see us there. So anyway, well, Troy, what's going on with you up in South Carolina?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, you know, we're really excited about the fact last week I mentioned Thursday Night Lights, which was a program for high school students. And so I'm really excited about the fact that we'll be talking with Stephanie today. But I also wanted to tell you that we're looking at a program that's a teen promotion, T-E-E-N promotion, for those folks 13 to 17-year-olds. So once again, fits right into high school. And we're going to do a Double the Dollars program. And I can give people more information if they want it, but I'm just really excited about the fact that our credit union is focusing on this Generation Next, this group that is actually going to be the upcoming livelihood of the credit union. And I'm just really fortunate that we work with a group who believes that these types of activities are necessary for our long-term success.
Well, and I know your credit union's been way out front. I think you've had Young and Free for almost 2 years now.
We have had it for 2 years. Yeah. So we'll be moving into our third year soon.
And, you know, Troy, we were on hold earlier talking to our guest this morning about the show and everything else. And you mentioned that you and I had first met, I believe, at an event out in 2006. But when I first got out to South Carolina, I believe it was 2003 for the annual league event. And there really wasn't a lot of energy in terms of marketing to young people. And I got to tell you, it is one of those things that has just picked up exponentially in the past 2 or 3 years with credit unions. I think Young and Free had a lot to do with that. I hope we had something to do with it with the Concerts for Financial Literacy. But there just seems to be sort of a real tangible second-tier conversation going on out there that directs credit unions at what you just said, the obvious nature of if we don't replace aging depositors with young borrowers, we're not going to have a business.
Yes, and I think some of that, Jason, is a result of H.R. 1151 that was passed in December of 1999 that sort of opened up the field of membership. For the credit union I worked at in Columbus, Ohio, we submitted a community application. We were one of the first in our state to do that. And so that was a change of field of membership, which all of a sudden brought great awareness to the fact that we have to do something to infuse young people into the organization and not just rely on the fact that, you know, maybe parents or other folks from their work will actually bring their kids into the credit union. We've got to go out there and do it ourselves.
Yeah, and like I said, it's real satisfying to see because for many years, and again, this is just, it's sometimes difficult to know something is obvious. I always, you and I, when we have our conversations off the air, I talk about it sort of like if you were selling cell phones in 1994. It didn't seem like that was going to be as big as it turned out to be, but it obviously was. And again, going back, it's just so great to have this conversation going on with the young people, and in a lot of cases by the young people, all of our young credit union professionals out there working and advocating on behalf of credit unions. So since we're talking about youth and back to school today, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and get right to our guest, Stephanie Wilson with American Partners Federal Credit Union. We'll be right back. All right, you're back. You found Radio Free Credit Union Show on your internet radio dial. And back in September of 2009, I was fortunate to get to go out to North Carolina, to Wilmington, for a North Carolina League event. We had Mike, the violinist, and one of our other guitarists, Adam Webb, went down for that show. And I met Stephanie Wilson, who is a marketing guru over at American Partners Credit Union, and she's going to talk to us about her in-school branch. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we were talking about back to school because I'm sure you and Troy have noticed that it seems like back to school season starts early and earlier every year. And this year, it included rather, I thought, unprecedented step of companies that you've heard of, Best Buy and Sears, blending back to school and Christmas. And so when I, sat down and thought, what is the best way to get to young people? You got to go where they are, when they are. They're going back to school. They'll be in school until Christmas break. And American Partners has a branch on the campus of their local high school. And so we wanted to ask you, Stephanie, how long has it been there? And, how did it get started?
Okay, our branch started in the high school back in 2008. So this year will be our third school year that we're going into, and it all started with me meeting with the school superintendent, and it was just a matter of sitting down and letting him know where we stood as far as financial literacy and how important it was to us to teach these kids how to save money, how to budget their money, and just how to be financially responsible with their money. Therefore, when they are adults, they won't be in the same shoes as they find some of their parents are in. And so we sat down with him and let him know where we stood, and he chose the school for us. We have four high schools in our county, and he chose which school would be best suited to start out with. And I went in, spoke to the principal, and that's when the ball started rolling.
So how does it all work there? I mean, like, what is the staffing, the hours? How do you make that actually work for folks to know how that happens?
Okay, well, it's actually a real-life credit union. We had a hard time getting the kids to understand, hey, this isn't a club. It's not something that, is just going to fall by the wayside because, people aren't in and out every day. It's actually in a ticket booth in the auditorium, and we have two teller stations. We have a vault where we keep money on hand at all times, and we have students that come in, cash checks, deposit checks. We also have faculty members who come in and do the same. They can also pay on loans, and we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:40 to 1:40, and it's during the lunch hours. So this way, they're not taking time away from, class time. They're actually able to come in before lunch or during their lunch time to do whatever type of transactions that they need to do.
Is it staffed by the students, or is it by your credit union?
We have two student employees that actually attend the school. They work during those lunch hours, and they also fill in at the credit union whenever they need to. Whenever we're short-staffed or anything like that, we use them, at our main office or in our Greensboro branch. And so, it's a really good situation because we keep part-time employees, on staff like that. And, it's a way for us to really get them into the workforce at an early age and to teach them how to be that responsible, working adult. Our youngest employee was 16 years old. And so when we hired them, they were both juniors in high school, and we're able to keep them through their senior year. So.
Well, that's really cool. Let me ask you, are there some things that you accomplished or things that pleasantly surprised you after you started operating a branch located on the campus of the high school?
I have found that these students take it serious. you will be amazed at how few times these students overdraw their accounts. And, you know, they may bring in a check from mom and dad to have it deposited, or they may just want to cash it, but they always want to know what their balance is. And each of these kids, they have the capability of having a checking account as well. So with that checking account, they get a debit card. And when they open the account with us, we go through the whole process of teaching them how to manage their account, how to avoid overdrawing the account. And it, that's the one thing that has amazed me the most, at how responsible these kids are. You know, we have a tendency to think, well, they're high school kids. They're going to blow their money. You know, they're not going to pay attention to how much is in their account. That is so untrue. These kids are a lot more knowledgeable about technology today. Therefore, they can go online and check their accounts. They know how to make sure that, okay, well, I've got to keep this in there if I use my debit card. And, I mean, they take it a lot more serious than what they than what we give them credit for.
We're listening, we're visiting with Stephanie Wilson of American Partners Credit Union up in North Carolina, talking about her high school branch and what it's meant to the credit union. When you see the kids coming in and out during that lunch hour, are there any other things, any other specific products and products, you know, categories that you, you try to market to them during that time?
When they come in to see us during their lunch periods? Is that
exactly, when they're coming in just to cash their checks or make deposits or whatever.
Well, since they are taking time out of their lunch period, you know, they're in there to do their business and they want to get out.
All right.
Just like we see in our branches. You know, we have members that come in, they have one thing on their mind, is to do what they have to do and to get out. And that's how these kids are. Because, you know, they have 25 minutes to go eat lunch.
And
so they try not to waste that time. But we do lots of different things as far as involving the kids in the credit union and what we're trying to do. Every Wednesday we have game day, and what that is our student employees go over into the cafeteria and they do some type of game, whether it's spin the wheel and whatever, you know, prize it lands on, they have to do something funny, maybe sing a song or jump rope or, you know, juggle or eat pudding, whatever the case may be. And we always try to incorporate financial literacy within it, whether
Very cool.
we ask them a question or whether, you know, we're trying to constantly quiz them, because the more they see us in there, the more they're going to realize, you know, who we are, why we're there, and they'll be more willing to go home and say, hey, Mom, Dad, let me tell you about the RAM branch at school, and this is what I want to do. And so, you know, we just constantly try to stay, you know, present on campus. I'm very fortunate that we have a wonderful relationship with the faculty at the school. They allow us to come in and pretty much do whatever we need to in regards to marketing, in regards to having our name called out or mentioned during football games or during announcements. You know, they allow me to take part in the faculty meetings. And, you know, fortunately for us, we have a huge support system within the school that allows us that flexibility.
That's really great. And so, Stephanie, I wanted to ask you, I know that sometimes when you put together an idea like this, which really sounds, based on what you said, that you're having great, tremendous success, there's always a risk on the front end that it could be a complete failure. So did this occur kind of as a brainstorming session at the credit union where you guys said, hey, you know, we think we really need to do this in order to perpetuate the credit union, or was it really crafted as part of a long-term strategic plan that came from a several series of high-level meetings? I mean, how did the idea actually get born?
Well, I've been teaching financial literacy within the high school for probably 5 or 6 years now. And that's something that I am extremely passionate about. And it's all the way from elementary up through high school. And my CEO and I were discussing it. And, you know, you hear of other states that had taken advantage of going that extra step and providing a student branch within the high school or within an elementary school. In our case, you know, there in North Carolina, there are a lot more in elementary schools and middle schools than in high schools, because there's only two in the state in high schools in North Carolina. And so, you know, my CEO and I are really gung-ho about promoting financial literacy. And so since she already knew how passionate I was about teaching these kids, it was just a natural step to move in the next direction. You know, our purpose wasn't to go out and to make a profit, because they're kids, and they're not gonna be able to go ahead and apply for that $15,000 car loan at their age. But our purpose was to provide a financial location for them, to educate them about the importance of saving, budgeting. Therefore, you know, once we establish ourselves there, we have that relationship with them. And what we have found is some of the students that have graduated from high school already still come in, still take advantage of our services. And yeah. we've gone back and we have, last year we revamped our checking accounts. So we now have a checking account that has a debit card, and we can start offering checking account services to 12 years old and up. And we just realized that these kids need to know how to use these services, and they also need to have pretty much the same services as adults do. Meaning,
yes, I definitely understand that completely. Yeah.
Yeah, meaning that in a checking account, you know, it's great for a kid to have a checking account, but if they don't have that debit card to go with it, it's useless to them.
Right.
You know, they like to see, or they like to have that plastic in their wallet, and when they're out and about, they can use it whenever they need to. Whereas not everyone carries around cash anymore.
Exactly, so, and we talked about that last week, about, you know, we had three millennials on the show last month, rather, and none of them had any. I'll never forget Sarah, the young one, saying, if I have a checkbook, I don't know about it. So you're right. I think it's totally become a debit card world for those guys. We're visiting with Stephanie Wilson with American Partners Credit Union. We're going to take a quick break, get right back to our guests, and we'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
Welcome back to Radio Free Credit Union Show. Our guest, Stephanie Wilson, is talking about the importance of a in-school branch. And just imagine, with the back-to-school season going on right now, as important as that is, the American Partners Credit Union has their footprint right there at the epicenter of the millennial generation and Generation Y. And so we're talking to Stephanie about the RAM branch. And Stephanie, if there are credit unions listening who don't have high school branches, what advice would you give them on the best way to approach a school district or a school in terms of getting one?
I feel that they need to start with establishing the relationship. Nobody likes having a cold call. I mean, that to me, that's so impersonal. The way that we started was using the NIFI program and just letting them know, hey, I'll come into your school and I will teach these financial literacy classes to your students for free. And not only that, but I will provide the bookwork for it. And I have yet to meet a teacher that did not like the fact of having a volunteer come in and teach a class, and it all they can do is sit back and watch. You know, it allows them that flexibility to just, you know, have some time off. So for me, I believe it's just building that relationship with the school. And then from there, you know, speaking with maybe upper administration or the local principal and just letting them know, hey, this is where we stand. And even better than that, it's not going to cost the school a dime. And what we did is all we needed from the school was a VPN line. And,
yeah.
You know, a VPN line and then a location. And from there, it's all on us. So it's not costing the school anything to allow us to be there, and that was even more appealing to them, because not only did they get to provide this to their students, but it's not costing them anything.
And Stephanie, just, you know, in listening to all the things that you brought to the table today, let me just recap some of the things that I heard, that from my perspective as a credit union professional listening to this idea and trying to think about how it would make sense to my credit union, is that I got that, number one, this is an investment that you make for a long period of time, not something that you just do a flash in the pan so you can get named in some publication. you do it in connection with financial literacy because it is so important to educate and to train and to develop folks, and you want to do it at the earliest age possible. You decided to modify your products so that you could meet the needs of those individuals. You listened to the individuals and made sure that they had something that made sense to them when you talked about the debit card. You began the process by saying, you know, profitability isn't everything. There are many times that we as credit unions, and sometimes in the industry, we get hammered for this because we do things that make sense for the members. It doesn't always relate back to profitability. But taking that from the final thing and putting your process together, God, I just loved everything you were saying about this. I did want to ask the connection now between the students and the students' families. Are you seeing any residual, feed over from there where someone says, hey, my son Johnny has an account and I want to come in now because I hadn't heard about you before? And is there any of that kind of conversation going on as well?
It sure is. And one thing that we really try to focus on is also marketing to the parents. If we can get the students' buy-in, you know, that's our number one goal. We want to let them know, hey, we're your credit union. We want to serve you. But also, we want their family members, too. And what we do is we send out brochures to the students at the first of every school year. And we make sure that those brochures go home. Therefore, the students not only are aware of what we have to offer, but so are the parents. And, you know, when we do things for the school throughout the year, we make sure that the students let their parents know about it. And, yes, we have had parents come into our student branch to open an account for themselves.
Wow.
And they also come to our main office. So we feel like when that happens, the kids are talking about it. So not only is the student interested in becoming a member, but they've talked to their parents about it, and the parent sees the value of their membership as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I sent a letter off to the CU Times talking about the need to start engaging these millennials and doing it quickly and don't sit around and contemplate it for 3 or 4 years just to get right on it, that speed is something that you have to have in dealing with these young people. And I said in the letter, the single best practice in my estimation is having a branch where the kids are, when they are, which is during the school year. You can run a full-page newspaper ad on the first day of school. You can run a television commercial. You can run an AM/FM radio spot on the first day of school, and nobody under the age of 25 is going to see it. But when you have that footprint right there at the high school, I think public schooling, in terms of a mandatory thing, is one of the 20th century holdovers that's going to be a big part of the 21st century. And Stephanie, I just wanted to, number one, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us on the show. Number two, to wish you continued success in intentionally engaging this next generation of car and home buyers.
Well,
and Stephanie, thank you. And one last thing we need to find out is how do our credit union folks connect with you if they want to know more about this after they get off the air?
Well, they can certainly email me at swilson@apfcu.com, or they can call me at area code 336-349-2729, extension 27.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You have a great day, Stephanie.
Thanks.
All right. You know, Troy, when I think about when I was in high school, she said something that I hadn't even really thought about. I'll never forget there was a time where my dad gave me his American Express card because I had to go buy my yearbook. And this is back in the days of the old knuckle cruncher. Remember you had to slide the little carbon thing on top of the credit card?
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
And having that credit card, I mean, I was like Scarface all day walking around with that American Express. People thought that was the coolest thing, and it said Jay Dias. My dad's name is John. So it was like, yeah, this is my American Express. So I was like walking around with the blatant bling and everything, trying to be really cool, buying my yearbook with a credit card. So I thought that was really interesting. You know, it's funny, Troy, we keep hearing this about this young generation, that checking in terms of the product just may not be that relevant anymore. It's really starting to make me think. Or is it going to be that checking account is like Coke? When you say checking account, you know it means a debit card. You know it means, you know, mobile banking or whatever. I think that's something you and I are going to have to explore as we keep having these types of conversations.
Well, I think you're right about that, and especially I really appreciated when Stephanie brought that to the forefront, because sometimes we forget about it, but the debit card is very important to this group as it links itself to the checking account. It's even important for my group, for me, because it is, but I know my grandchildren who are 10 and 7 actually said to me the other day when I was having a conversation that, you know, well, I just don't have any money right now. And they said, well, Papa, you just take your blue card out and you stick it in the machine and you get money.
Yeah.
So even at that age, they understand the process of how you get it. They just don't know that you have to have it in there before you can use the card. So
exactly. Well, listen, speaking of all things related to youth and this great conversation that young people in the credit union marketplace, young credit union professionals are having about young people as members, Troy, as you recall, last week we gave away a free conference registration to the CU Water Cooler Symposium, who is kind enough to host our show or feature our show every week. And the winner of that is actually going to join us for a few seconds here. And so let's give a big Radio Free welcome to Dee Dee Peterson.
Yay.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Dee Dee, you were the winner last week. The criteria was very simple. Be the first person to email us live during the show, and you are number one. You're the branch manager at the Denton Downtown branch of DATQ Credit Union,
yes.
And you sounded pretty excited when we talked.
I'm still excited. Yay!
Yay is right.
Okay, Dee Dee, why should people go to the CU Water Cooler Symposium event? Understanding that I am not going to be there, Troy is not going to be there, so you take two incredibly handsome guys out of the equation, why should people still go to the CU Water Cooler Symposium?
Well, if you've been to the website, you'll see there is a great lineup of speakers out there, so it looks like there's some good information to be shared, and that's what I want. And that and of course, networking and meeting other people, and you always walk away with good contacts, and getting to meet people always allows you future opportunities within your credit unions.
So not only will you have good information, but there will be some good-looking people there.
Yes, I was only kidding. In fact, if we did go out there, number one, they couldn't call it like a young person's conference anymore, because I'll be 43 by that time, and I think Troy might even have – I don't know. It doesn't matter how Troy – he didn't look his age. But, well, I'm so glad. We were so happy for you. And
thank you.
I guess you were listening to the interview we just had. No, you're at a teacher's credit union, are you not?
Yes, we are.
Do you guys by any chance have an in-school branch at any of your facilities?
We do not, which is one of the biggest reasons I was very interested in listening to your program today. I've made quite a few notes on what Stephanie had to share, so I'm very interested to share that. We have a relationship with our schools, but as far as having an in-school setup, we do not.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Troy and I are both, I can't see him, but I know he's surprised as I am that people actually think anything that I or Troy has said is worthy of note-taking. But we hope you, Stephanie certainly had stuff that was worthy of note-taking. And I encourage you people, if you want to find out more about it, give her a call. It's always good to hear that great Appalachian accent coming through your voice over internet protocol phone. Stephanie Wilson's the pride of Appalachian State and a real good egg and always is willing to take some time out to help other credit unions. Listen, Dee Dee, on behalf of myself, Troy, Scott, and Knife, and the whole Radio Free Credit Union family, I want to congratulate you, and I hope you have safe travels and a great time up at the CU Water Symposium.
Thank you very much. I'm very enthused, and I'm also very honored to have won the ticket. Thank you so much.
Well, we were happy to do it. All right. Audience loves her.
Yes.
Well, Troy, with 1 minute left to go in the show, I just kind of want to let people know what's coming up next week. Next week, we don't officially have a guest because Troy and I are going to start doing some shows that don't have guests, but we are going to be joined by somebody next week. Jan Page is going to join us. She's with Community South Credit Union. She's just going to briefly stop by and talk about a really, really cool thing that's going on with her credit union. And again, young people, it's going to be Back to School Part 2. She becomes our first AdTrax client. She's going to take the AdTrax card and convert it into a commemorative edition for the kickoff of their big rivalry week that starts high school football season over in Florida. And so we're excited to talk to her about that. And then more importantly, the week after that big rivalry game, Troy, our musicians will be live at those two high schools to put on live concerts for financial literacy. So how cool is that?
That is awesome. That is very cool. And those guys are very talented. So for those who have an opportunity to hear them, they'll be blessed. Let me just say that.
right. Well, listen, everybody, on behalf of Troy and everybody here at Radio Free Credit Union Show, we want to thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to see you guys next week. Tune in and find out what's happening on the CU Radio Free CU Show.